Hello, everyone, and welcome to Artifacts. I'm your host, Marissa Dickens, and today's guest is artist and fashion designer Asha Amah Bias Daniels.
Oh, you got it. Perfect. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on Artifacts today. I always knew I wanted to interview a fashion designer because for me, that's like a whole other artist world that I am unfamiliar with. And so I've always been curious about the process behind it. And I discovered your work on the Dance Edit newsletter, but an article. Asha has done a lot of great things. So just to list some things, she's created fashion for Zendaya, Lizzo's special tour. You competed as a finalist on Tin Gum's Project Runway, Under the Gun. Her work has been in museums. And most recently, which I'm super excited to talk about today, she created costumes for the Cincinnati Ballet, collaborating with dancer Rena Butler, who is just an amazing artist all around. How does it feel to be working with different artists and to see your fashion in different spaces?
You know, it's a huge blessing. When I decided to be a fashion designer forever ago, I didn't really know how my life's path was going to look, and I still don't, and I actually really love that, and I feel like I'm finally comfortable in that, but old me used to be such a planner, and, you know, I need to make sure that I set up the right moves to make this goal by this many years, and I think life has just taught me that God and my ancestors is going to put the correct opportunities in place, and usually when I work with people, it's like, it's just really easy, like, I call people that I work with my angels or like my family or my sisters because they're usually really like-minded people who find me and these amazing opportunities find me. I'm blessed enough to kind of just do my work and then amazing people like you see it and you're like, hey, can we talk? Or hey, can you do these costumes for the Cincinnati Ballet? Or hey, can you do this? And I've just been really blessed and lucky to finally hit a soft spot in my career where amazing new opportunities come to me and it's not the same kind of boring, like, let me create two collections a year and just like pump them out to sell to people. So I'm very grateful for the way my career looks.
So what was your earliest memory with art? It doesn't have to be fashion per se, but what was that first exposure for you?
You know, it's funny. When I talk to young people, I always say that I did not know that fashion design was a career. But when I look back on old pictures of myself, I always loved art. And my mom, so I guess to be fair, my first true like fashion experience was watching my mom and dad collaborate on my first communion look. I went to like a historically Black Catholic church. My dad's family has like very long roots there. And for my first communion, I'm sure you know what that traditional outfit looks like for a young girl. But my parents made me this white lace Queen Nefertiti crown instead of the traditional veil. And I think that I was just in such awe. Like my dad came up with the idea. My mom was a designer and a seamstress herself, but she did it as a hobby. And the way that they collaborated and just gave me this really unique thing that I'll always remember. But that really just inspired me. I started making clothes for my dolls. And then like I have this picture of myself with like gift wrap wrapped around me as I'm probably like six and like a bow. And so I kind of went from there. And then my mom started teaching me how to sew and the rest is history. And thank God that I had a teacher that was like, you should be a fashion designer. I'm like, wait, that's a career?
That's awesome that your parents fostered that creativity and that they did that themselves. Like, how cool for like a communion dress. That's awesome.
Thank you. No, the older I get, the more I realize how blessed I am to have such cool parents.
Can you talk more about that teacher? So was that in high school or where was this teacher from?
Yeah, so her name is Allison Probst. She was the design and art teacher. I went to St. Ursula Academy for high school. And I was always like, I was the obnoxious, like straight A plus student. And I'm not joking when I say that, like, if I got an A minus, I felt like a failure. And I would be at my teacher's office hours like, okay, what extra credit work can I do? What did I do wrong? Show me where the minus came in. I probably was like a terror to them. But I also have always been someone who likes to explore and push myself outside of the box. I always thought I would be like something traditional, like a lawyer or a doctor, because I did get such good grades. But I pushed myself to take her class. And I thought, this is something I'm not good at, but I like trying new things and being challenged. And I thought I was just doing it for fun. And I grew a close relationship with this teacher. And she was the one who saw it in me. And she's like, Asha, you're a fashion designer. And it's true. Like, there just have always been the breadcrumbs and the clues that that's what I was meant to do, but I never saw it. And so I'm thankful. I'm always thankful to have people who can see you, because sometimes you're so close to yourself that you really don't see what your strengths are, or what the things that make you beautiful are, super talented or special. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be a fashion designer.
Thankful for our teachers, man. They're great. I've had some great teachers too,
Really?
and their impact, even on young people, is just amazing. And I think we don't really recognize today that we should keep recognize or try to recognize more of these teachers.
Teachers are amazing. You know, they're basically like extensions of like older siblings and parents, and you know, they really can mold you, and it's important to have people rooting for you, especially when you're younger.
You were taught early by your mom, and then you created your own pieces. And then did you end up going to a college specifically for fashion and design?
I did. So from that teacher seeing that I was a fashion designer, her husband was actually the dean at this really big design school in Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati's DAP program. And so she was like, promise me that you're going to go at least do a tour of the school. And so I did. I fell in love with it. I applied. DAP is a school that does acceptances based on grades, not portfolio. And I, of course, didn't have a huge portfolio at that point because I'm a high schooler who just realized, I think, junior year that I wanted to be a fashion designer. And so I got in on a full ride academic scholarship. And yeah, the rest is history. I went to DAP. Now, that was an interesting era in my life. For sure. But you know, it feels like two lifetimes ago, but I'm grateful for that time because it taught me a lot about who I am and showed me that I'm strong and that I am meant to do this. DAP is famous for really teaching like the technique. Like, as far as fashion goes, we learned how to pattern make, how to traditionally tailor a suit, which is like the most god-awful thing you could ever do. So we learned how to pattern make, drape, make anything from scratch. We learned about like the science behind different fabrics and what works well with what. And it's funny because my last stint of internships, DAP has this really amazing co-op program where you basically are a paid intern. But I kind of, you know, went out on my own path for my last two internships. Got a internship at a couture designer named Marchesa here in New York. I was like one of a million. Like, there were a million interns, and they were all from like Parsons, FIT, all these big design schools. A lot of them had already graduated. And I was kind of like the girl from Ohio. Like, nobody knew what UC was or DAP was or anything. So I made friends easily with the other interns, but I kind of was like, I felt really lost and like I didn't belong there. And I was just doing busy work, going to get coffees, going to pick up. The lady who hired me, she once had me like go pick up her keys from a hookup. Like, it's so funny that I sorry, side story. Yeah, I used to do stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm here to be a fashion intern. Like, why is this what I'm doing? But yeah, I was there. I ended up being there on a Friday randomly. And the skill set that DAP gave me, I quickly realized was one that my peers did not have. A lot of the other interns, and even people who worked at Marchesa, didn't know how to sew, how to pattern make, how to do any of that. And so when they found out that I knew how to do that and I also was a great designer, it really just changed and like flipped my internship on its head. And at that point, I was then like entrusted. I created their showpiece for their couture bridal collection the year that I was interning there. And then they even like charged me with designing the startup. Like, they were going to start doing a prom line with Nordstrom, I believe. And they like, that was my job to do as an intern who wasn't getting paid anything. So I say all that to say that, like, I would not have traded that experience for the world because it really set me up to know what I'm doing and to kind of be like an undeniable force whenever I'm in a room.
I feel like your journey so far is just like opportunities are presenting themselves to you. Like you're just you are your work ethic already speaks again for itself, and you're just no more picking up keys like
Exactly. No, exactly. And you know, I think the kids call it manifestation these days, but I have been manifesting since 1988.
Oh yeah, manifest. So how would you describe your own style?
Wow. So my style is kind of like, Like, to me, the golden era for fashion and love and like everything that makes me, and like what I like to put into my designs and my collections, is the 70s, the decade that my parents met and fell in love. And I grew up looking at all these beautiful pictures of them in the 70s, big afros, natural hair, sparkles, glitter, bell bottoms, men with their shirts unbuttoned all the way down to their stomach or past their stomach, looking at Jet magazine. So I think all of these pictures of black beauty and glamour is what really like feeds me and inspires me, and it's always baked somewhere into whatever I'm doing.
Are there any specific people, either designers or just people in pop culture, that have influenced you in your work?
Oh man, I mean, you could probably guess. I am a huge fan of Beyonce. And it's, I know everyone loves Beyonce, and rightfully so. And if you don't, I will argue with you about it. But what I truly love about her as an artist, and what I think people overlook, is yes, Beyonce is beautiful. Yes, she can sing her ass off. Yes, she can dance her ass off. But she's at a point in her career where she has done everything by the book. She worked her way up. She didn't get any free passes. She did the hard work. She used to do all these interviews and all these different circuits and perform on all these different lower level stages. But she did the work, and I feel like she was kind to people and she made a good name for herself. And now that she's done those things, she's able to do amazing things like have the Disney Channel produce and pay for Black is King, which is something that is super uplifting to me as a Black woman and who everyone who watches it. She's able to do things like make an entire country album and really start a global conversation about boxes that we put women into, Black women into. And I just love that now that she's got that platform, she's really smart about it. And she doesn't just do things to do it or because it's trendy, but she's really conscious of making a trend. And it's funny, I was talking with my friend the other day, and she told me, she like always has all this random knowledge, but she told me that Beyonce was going to release Cowboy Carter first and then Renaissance, and that she changed it because coming off of the pandemic and all of like the social unrest and things that were going on in that time and still today, she felt like the world needed something that was happy. And it like blew my mind. And I'm like, wait, I didn't know that. And then, I mean, I could talk you off on this whole like conspiracy conversation we had about the visuals that were on tour with her and how they look like the visuals that really hearken to what goes on in Cowboy Carter. But I say that to say, I love that she's thoughtful as an artist and she's thoughtful of the people that listen to her and what they need, and just being like a pillar of what an amazing Black female artist who is the greatest artist of all time looks like. So I truly look up to her and I think she's an amazing artist.
I've definitely heard that where she was gonna switch. She switched the albums released.
Yeah, and I didn't hear that until yesterday, and I'm like, of course I saw Renaissance the tour twice. Don't judge me.
You're not the first
But
person I've heard who's
then,
done that. I'm
yeah,
honored.
I've seen it twice, and I will never miss her ever performing. If I can make it, I'm making it. I don't care how much the tickets cost. But if you just look at like some of the things, like the radio motif or like the huge diamond horse, that looks like it belongs with the Cowboy Carter album. And I think she just like switched it last second and was like, no, the world needs this fun, silly, uplifting album, and then we'll get to Cowboy Carter. And her team probably rolled their eyes and were like, fine, well, we got this huge horse, we got to do something with it.
What do you hope people take away from seeing your fashion or even wearing your fashion?
You know what? There is a great quote that I don't have the exact wording for, but it's a quote about love. And to me, we're put on this earth to love. Love others, to learn about love, to love ourselves. And love is truly like making someone feel like themselves, giving you permission to be yourself and reflecting the beauty that you are back to you, because so many things in the world tell us we're not great, we're not smart, we're not unique, and it couldn't be further from the truth. So as an artist, my number one goal is to make you see yourself. If you come to my, one of my shows, if you come to see my virtual show, if you come to one of my art exhibits, if you come to see me speak, I hope that you see yourself. And I hope you're reminded that there's no other you that's ever existed. There will never be another you. You are uniquely made. and you're powerful and you're beautiful. And especially for women, especially for Black women, I hope that I can just be a reflection to us, that we're reflections of God and each other. And that's the ultimate form of love.
Oh, that was so inspiring. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, that's great. No, I feel like the female body has gone through a lot and is still going through a lot. And to have someone like you bring out like just so, like self-love and to bring out the best in yourself is, I think, really important, especially today in this time. So I want to talk about your process. And do you sketch out your designs? Are they like traditionally, do you sketch them out? Are they digital? Just talk about your whole, specifically if you're creating works from yourself and not collaborating with someone.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm usually like I'm a super empathetic person and really tapped into my emotions, which is like a great strength and a great weakness. So usually when I gear up to create a collection, I'm really trying to just tune in to what I'm feeling, what my friends are feeling, what I think the world is, what's going on in the world, and then I usually find inspiration that way. I have a project coming up for Blink, which is really exciting, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But I'll try to find my inspiration. And then once I'm feeling inspired, I will usually go fabric shopping. And I'm a drape girl. So I like to get fabrics, especially ones that aren't traditionally used for clothing. And, things that hold shape, things that have body to them. And I like to pin them on the dress form and just play around the shapes and just how do things look coming off of that female form and accentuating it and just creating something new that lives in harmony with it. But I also have been known to sketch out, but I usually start there. And once I get some ideas, I'll try to like put on paper and sketch and kind of recreate certain lines so that I can get that repetition so that a collection will really make sense and feel like home and feel like the pieces connect to each other and aren't disjointed.
How important is color to you in your work?
It's really important. Color. Like I'm a huge metallic girl. I like bold color. I like bold prints. For me, metallics is really where it's at. Like gold, silver, rose gold, anything bright and flashy and that's gonna catch your eye. Yeah, that's always, I'm like a kid, like, ooh, look at that shiny thing. Like when I go fabric shopping, it's always like, ooh, metallic, like look at the bling bling. I love it.
I want to talk about your work collaborating with Rena Butler and Cincinnati Ballet. I'm really curious to hear, how did you get the gig? And then what was that process like working with dancers and seeing movement and creating fashion in relation to movement?
Yes. Okay. So that's a great question. So I recently moved to Brooklyn. I kind of live between Brooklyn and Cincinnati right now, but I'm mainly in Brooklyn. And I got a phone call from Jody Gates. She is an amazing creative director. She is the former creative director at the Cincinnati Ballet. So at the time, she
Okay.
called me. She just told me, like, hey, I just moved to Cincinnati. I really want to create inclusive programming that highlights people that are from here, which is really cool because she's not from Cincinnati. So I love that. She wanted to pay homage to the Queen City and women, and me specifically as a Black woman. And so, of course, I told her, I'll be there. I'll do whatever you need me to do. You got me, girl. So, she introduced me to Rena Butler, who is an amazing dancer and choreographer. We ended up meeting up for the first time here in, well, she was actually teaching in Manhattan. So, I met her in Manhattan. And we were like instantly like soul sisters. Like, it was like, we're supposed to be talking about the project, and I think we just like talked shit for like 2 hours. Talked about our backgrounds, our love lives, like being a big sister, what that is like living in New York, just girlfriend talk. And it was, an amazing first meet. And from there, we became friends. And ultimately, our friendship is what led to the inspiration for Bloom, which is the name of the piece. We both, just kind of got really transparent with each other about this background on Rena. I know you know who she is, but if anyone doesn't, I call her the Beyonce of choreography. She is a young Black woman doing her thing in the choreography world. She's a historical being like already, and she's in her 30s. She's broken down so many barriers, and she's really talented at what she does. And all she does is travel the world and create beautiful pieces and then go to the next city and catch the next flight and do it again and another club and another.
She came to my school in college and created a piece, and
That's
it was just really
amazing.
cool to do her work. She's in and out,
Yeah,
and
she's
I'm
a
like, oh my
genius.
God, I got to see her. Like,
Yes, now my girl is a straight up genius. And so, of course, once again, talking about reflecting each other, she had the same feelings about me. She's like, you're just great at what you do, blah, blah, blah. We're young, we're doing it. We are our ancestors' greatest dreams. Like, how amazing is that? And in becoming girlfriends, we were just talking about how at every stage of life, we've each had really big moments where we had a partner that intentionally let us down in that moment. To kind of just like rain on our parade, you know? And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Anyone who's listening to this knows what I'm talking about, unfortunately. And so we were like, you know what? Let's create a piece that honors the women who've come before us who had to make themselves smaller for their family, their friends, their jobs, their husbands, their partners, their kids. And just that we live in a really unique time where we're kind of doing things that no one has gotten to do before. Specifically for her and I. So the piece that we came up with not only honored the women who have come before us who couldn't be big, but it was a charge for everyone who's in this unique position in time to really push yourselves to be bigger. You know, your mom couldn't do it, your grandma couldn't do it, her mother couldn't do it. So it might be uncomfortable, you might get pushback, but this is the moment to create that push so that the next generation of women can go even further than us, and the next generation can go even further than us. And we can create that space for each other. And so that's why it's called Bloom. It was all about women and the boxes we're put into and how we can break out of those boxes.
So how did then your pieces translate that whole idea?
Ah, so this is really exciting. And you know, once again, this was like totally new for me. I've never created ballet pieces before. And so one of the things that I've always had with me as a designer is a level of ignorance to like what the industry norm is. You know, that used to make me feel like an imposter, but now I really lean into it because I like to create original pieces and not just, you know, knockoffs of what's already standard. So for this piece, I watched Serena kind of create this choreography. So I sat in on a ton of her practices and her workshops while she was creating this beautiful movement. And I, you know, she's gracious and she told me, I will like scale back some of the movements for you if you want to do something. And I said, no. You go as big as possible because we wouldn't be doing, you know, this work justice. That's all about women being big if you did that. And I'm gonna go big and we're gonna figure out like what I can cut into to make sure that the dancers can do every move that you want them to do. So I watched her and then I worked with an amazing team at the Cincinnati Ballet. Everyone there is just like, honestly, I told them you're gonna have to get me to leave. I'm so not a corporate or an office girl at all, but that building just has some really amazing people working there. And yeah, just a great vibe in there. So anyway, I came to Cincinnati and I had about like 2 weeks to build out these pieces. And I had this amazingly talented group of women in the workshop who were seamstresses and helped me with these crazy requests. But they built these beautiful. They look nude on stage. It almost looks like the dancers just have sequin flowers on them. And then I took this pleated stiff organza and I created these floral bursts that are asymmetrical and kind of have that feeling of like when you're trying to like push down who you are and your talent and not take up too much space, but it like springs out anyway. And if you see the pieces, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, I kind of just organically draped, like I was telling you, that's my process. And then these amazing women, they actually, because it was so there were two different groups of women who did the choreography. And I originally thought so each woman had their own bodysuit, but these floral bursts, I did it once and the women were like, we cannot recreate this. This is like one of a kind, truly a couture moment. So they came up with a great idea to take snaps so that they could snap it off of one dancer and put it on the other. Who dances the same part, which I thought was genius because it was going to be impossible to recreate. Like it was a headache, but it turned out beautiful and it was bright and colorful. And what I was telling you a second ago is that I quickly found out, like as I was starting this process, like everybody was like, oh, this is so colorful. This is so big. This is so vibrant. Like usually, especially in the contemporary circles of dance, things are a little bit more muted and have like this more modern feel to it. But yeah, I think I kind of pushed those boundaries and everyone ended up loving it. So
They're beautiful.
I'm
I've
happy
seen pictures. And I feel like why not have colorful pieces? I'm sure it looked
you.
amazing on stage. Oh.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, thank you.
What was it like seeing it on stage with the dancers?
Oh my God. It was like an out-of-body experience. Like I cried, of course. I'm a crybaby always. But I think like seeing my pieces mixed with Rena did an insane job with the choreography. She so perfectly like captured just the different stages we go through as women. And there's this really beautiful piece. There's two pieces that I really love out of this huge, like, whole piece. And the first one is this piece that's a solo about a woman that's trying to bloom and find her footing, and she can't. And the other women are trying to help her. And they're like watching her, like, oh, is she okay? Is she gonna get it? And then they're like, nope, she didn't get it. And that reminded me of like, my life maybe 5 years ago, where I had really lost that shine and I was trying to figure it out. And my friends and my sister and my mom, they're like trying to root me on or pull me up. And I almost would get it. And then, nope, I would be back down. And then there was another piece that had sisters. Well, to me, they're sisters. I'm making this up because this is from my point of view. But there's a really beautiful piece that's a duet that really reminds me of my sister and I. And I designed the two to kind of marry with each other. But it's these two dancers that are trying to help each other get their footing, and one will figure it out, and then she'll bring the sister, and then the sister will be like, okay, I'm gonna try this new thing. And I don't know, like, I don't know if I'm doing a good job of explaining it, but my work paired with her work, it was just magical. It's beautiful.
I love the intersection of different art coming together and just elevating the whole experience. Let's talk about your newest project that you're working on. Please tell me more.
Wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I think this will be my biggest project to date. So Blink is the biggest light and art festival in America, period. It is this magical thing that happens in Cincinnati where the entire downtown is shut down. This year, they're also going to shut down parts of Kentucky and the bridge. And it just turns into this big light art playground where the buildings are lit up, things are moving. It's just a magical experience. And they've never had a fashion show before. And so this is an iconic historic moment where I'm going to give them their first fashion show, but technically I'm going to give them their first weekend of shows because I'll be showing every night for the festival, which is really, really exciting. I've never done, an entire weekend of back-to-back shows before. So I'm really excited about it. The inspiration for it. So the collection will be called Who Do You Say That I Am? And it's inspired by, like, now that I'm 36, I'm feeling really comfortable in my own skin where I did not used to. And it's funny because I'll have different people who are either family members or people I've worked with that have discovered a new side of me. And they're like, wait, I thought you were serious. And I'm like, really? I'm like the most ridiculous, silly person ever. Or they'll be like, wait, I thought you were just fun. You're actually really smart and talented. And I'm like, yeah, like I'm that too. And so I think that just got me thinking about how different people perceive you and who they would say you are versus who you actually are. And so this series, because it is going to take place over the entire weekend, is going to tell my story from like the beginning until present day. And so Friday night will be the first show. I have a very special guest opening for me. So each night we'll also have different guest designers opening for me, which I'm really excited about. So I'll have a very special set of guests opening for me Friday night. And it's going to be an ode to being unapologetically Black. And so this kind of like looks at my childhood and growing up in Avondale in Cincinnati and how my dad raised me to be proud of who I am, gave us African names, and was very intentional about making us know who we are because we grew up between two different worlds of this Black neighborhood that I come from, and then always being like one or like one of two Black kids in these private white schools that I went to. And so it's going to be kind of just like an homage to that, like my roots, where I really found my sense of fashion and really, I really learned who I was as a young person. And then Saturday night is going to be an ode to finding your way out of imposter syndrome. So I kind of talked to you about my college slash early career years. It's going to be an ode to that era of my life, being in college, feeling like I didn't belong, interning in New York at a couture design brand and not feeling like I belonged. Going on Project Runway and Project Runway All Stars, feeling like I didn't belong. And I'll have special guest dancers. I wish I could tell you who's gonna be there. I can't tell you it, but you know what? You will find out. But there will be a really special dance element and a special guest performer or two that night. And then Sunday is an ode to freedom, which is where I am now in my career and in my life. And just being comfortable with yourself and loving all the different sides of yourself and being okay with someone only understanding one side of yourself. And that will also have a really special musical element and performer that night as well.
This sounds amazing. Like, when is this show?
So I was going to say, are you coming? Are you looking at
I
flights?
might have to. I'm in LA, but I will go.
If you come, I will make sure you have a front row seat.
Oh my gosh. Wait, when is it?
Yeah. So it's the weekend of October 18th. And
Okay.
Thursday night, I'll be in a parade, which will be fun. But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have shows every night.
Wow. Okay, I might have to make this happen.
You should make it happen.
I'll
You
make
should
my
come.
family
It's going to be
come. I have
fabulous.
some family in. I'm from Toledo, but I have family in Cincinnati, and oh,
Oh my
that's
God. Oh, you guys should come. I'm like inviting everyone. My friend from Toledo, she's coming. Yeah, you'll be in good company. It's going to be a ball.
oh my gosh, what an amazing like opportunity! Oh, that's so
Yeah.
exciting! Oh, I'm
Yeah, no,
excited.
I'm really excited. And I have to give like a proper shout out to Cincy Nice and Billy, which is an amazing company in Cincinnati that makes things like this happen. So I'm excited to be the first fashion show for Blink. So yeah, I hope you can come. Like, you should make it. Gonna be
Oh,
iconic, girl. I can't try not to give away all my secrets, but it's gonna be really iconic.
I can't wait. Oh,
And a lot of fun. It's gonna be like a big old party.
oh my gosh. So you make sure people who are listening stay updated on Asha on her Instagram at Asha_Amah. And then your website too, www.ashaamah.com, because to stay updated on this event. It's gonna be the talk of the town in Little Ohio.
Oh, it is. This is gonna be the talk of the town.
Before we wrap up, I wanna do some rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Who is one artist you wish to collaborate with?
Beyonce.
And who is one person you would like to design for?
Oh, well, damn. I should. Well, I would say Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got me twice.
Cincinnati's best kept secret.
Oh, Cincinnati Richie's chicken.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
When you come, it is like I've been eating it since I was a kid. It is amazing. It's Black owned. They do a fabulous job. They're doing this huge like rebrand and revamp, and I'm really proud of all the work they're doing. But if we're talking food, it's Richie's chicken.
What is the best advice you've received and the best advice you would give?
Oh, okay. You know what? This is actually relevant to some things that I've been dealing with lately. So the best advice I've received, now obviously I've talked about my career so far as a Black woman, but I have been blessed to have different mentors in my life and like wide-ranging, like very diverse mentors. And I have this amazing older white gay mentor of mine. And he gives me great business advice because I'm an artist and a feeler, and he's always like, Asha, no, da da da. So for women, and I think specifically for Black women, I think anyone can make this their own, but it is don't let anyone treat you or make sure people treat you like a white man. That is the greatest advice he's ever given me. And I always like a lot of times I'll gaslight myself or I'll allow people to gaslight me when I'm being treated less than. And I always have the spirit of like people pleasing and like, oh, like you didn't like that, let me fix this. And that, like, now his voice comes into my head, and it's like, wait a minute, would someone do that to him? No, absolutely not. So don't apologize. You know, always be respectful, but if someone is treating you less than you deserve, which I deserve to be treated like a white man, then
That's so
it's not gonna work
interesting.
out. Yeah,
Wow.
and that has been great advice to me. Like that, anytime that I'm questioning something, I always go back to that question. I'm like, nope, actually, this is a really easy answer. You would never do that to this mentor of mine, so you're not going to do it to me. And then best advice I would give someone else. Best advice I would give someone else is to figure out how to love yourself and to surround yourself with people who truly see you. And that to me is like the biggest form of love is if you truly see me, you understand me, you know me, you're going to respect me and cherish me and treat me the way that I will be treated. But when I look back on my life, the times I've had really just low points, what has brought me out of those low points is the people that remember who I am when I forget. And so because I have that community of people that see me and know me, there are times that I could have forgotten and just that could have turned into my permanent reality of like I no longer know who Asha is. But I always have friends and family and my sister who's like, nope, you are the great Asha. You're gonna get up off of this and you're gonna come back better. So yeah, love yourself. Find people who love you and understand you and treat you the way you deserve to be treated.
I love artists because I feel like artists are on a different level as far as just like you can art serves as a way to help with just like our daily life, you know, and that's just it's like really
Therapy.
inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you.
Polka
And
dots.
don't settle. That's
Sorry.
another big one. Don't settle. Sorry. Let me just tag that on the end. The big one is don't settle on any aspect of your life.
That's what I'm learning as I'm getting older is yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Settling is not in the long game. It's not the thing.
Know your worth. Yeah. Polka dots or stripes?
Stripes.
What is one fashion trend you wish would go away?
You know, it's the quiet luxury trend. I hate it. You know, I hate the quiet.
Wait,
Is that your thing?
I don't even know what the quiet luxury trend is. Please
Oh, it's okay. The
explain.
quiet luxury trend is like, it's really big on like TikTok. It's like the kids are doing it, like the early 20 somethings are doing it. But it's basically like, it's no fashion. It's like a big white button up shirt and a pair of like khaki. It's almost like dressing like you're somebody's mom, but it's supposed to be like dressing like you're rich or something. It's you wouldn't know it because it shouldn't even be a trend. It's like so boring. Like to me, I need something. I either want to love it or hate it. I don't want to feel like uninspired to any type of feeling. Like I'd rather see you in some stuff that I hate than in something that's going to put me to sleep.
That's very true. What is one fashion trend you want to bring back?
Oh, fashion trend that I want to bring back would be when men wearing more suits, like men wearing suits on the regular, like leisure suits. Like I want to go outside on a Monday and not be in the financial district and just see men in leisure suits.
Period.
Yeah,
Right.
and then it may be like men in more high-waisted things. Like that 70s look, like my dad, he has some old like suits that he used to wear in the 70s. I wish I could fit them. I cannot. But yeah, just men like putting more effort into their look. And I love a man in a suit.
Me too. You know, that'd be great if men put more effort in a lot of things, but
Right? Like, right in a lot of things, girl. We could talk another hour about that. But
a whole other
yeah,
podcast.
right? A whole nother podcast. But like a man in a double-breasted suit with like a pant with a slight flare on it and a high waist. Woo! And like a printed silk button-up shirt unbuttoned down to girl.
Oh my God, I love it. And then when you're not busy, what do you have to do for yourself?
My God. I am like truly a big kid. Like I am silly and ridiculous. I like to go out and dance and be silly. And let's see, I guess some of my other things I like to do. I like to work out. I like to hang out with my Frenchie Raji. That's my little buddy, my little son. The only child I have so far. But he is like a full-time job. He's my baby. I like to bike ride. I like to hang out with my sister. That's like high key, my best friend. I'm a girl's girl, so I like honestly put me out with my girls, give me like a good drink and some good music, and I'm good to go.
Yep. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. This has been a great interview. Thank you for knowing your stuff, and I feel like you know me already.
Yeah. I was just really excited to interview you and just to hear more about your process and your journey. And yeah, it's been great. So thank you.
Amazing.
And thank you to everyone who's been listening in, and stay tuned for another episode next month.